Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for being in attendance this afternoon. I appreciate it. And thank you, Dr. Gale, for allowing me to be back at ASA. It's been a while since I've been here to speak. That was great. That guy actually, Dr. Robinson, actually cut that apple with a butter knife, I believe. That's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. I'm here to talk to you today about the Tennessee Governor School for Agricultural Sciences. This is really a program that's targeting high school students and educating them in the field of all the agricultural sciences. And I'll be honest with you, my first take on the Tennessee Governor School for Ag Sciences when I came to Martin, which was about 3 years ago, was Lord have mercy, I'm going to have to participate in this, and it's going to take away from my research time. That's my first thoughts on Governor School. I got through about my first week of Governor School, and I was like, this is like Dr. Robinson mentioned earlier, this is what I'm really passionate about. And he used a good term there, passion. It's a great term. If more people were passionate about what they did, the world might be a greater place. The Tennessee Governor Schools, the state of Tennessee, Tennessee Department of Education, actually funds 12 summer programs that targets different areas for 10th and 11th grade high school students, those being arts, humanities, international studies, engineering, math, and science, prospective teaching, emerging technologies, information technology leadership, agricultural science, which I'll talk to you about today, also scientific exploration of Tennessee heritage. I hadn't figured that one out yet, and it sounds pretty interesting, but I'm not sure exactly what's involved there. Computational physics, which I'm going to run from, and then scientific models and data analysis. So all of these are programs that students can, or high school students can be accepted into and spend about 4 weeks studying those pretty hard. With respect to the Ag Science or Agricultural Science Governor School, Martin is pretty fortunate or lucky. We are one of three schools in the nation that actually has a Tennessee Governor School for the Agricultural Sciences, the other two being Pennsylvania State or Penn State and Virginia Polytechnic Institute and State University, or Virginia Tech, if you will. So what is the Tennessee Governor School for Agricultural Sciences? Well, it is a program, again, that targets 10th and 11th grade education, or educating 10th and 11th grade high school students on the ag sciences. We have some goals and we have some objectives, and I'm not going to mention all of them to you, but I'll talk about what I feel like is the most important of those. Number one is to provide educational programs for these students in ag and natural resource, or in an ag and natural resource format. And present that to high school students that I'm not going to say gifted or anything like that, but I will say that they're talented and they have a lot of initiative and they're passionate and they have a lot of drive within them. And it is a very, very, very big privilege to be able to work with these students. I teach at the undergraduate level, and teaching undergraduate students versus 10th and 11th grade high school students is phenomenal. The level of excitement and enthusiasm they bring to the classroom that regular undergraduate students don't bring, it makes me feel a little bit better about what I do for a living. We also want to design programs, or our goal with the Ag Science Governor School is to design programs that challenge these students. Make them use their talent, make them use their intellect, and more importantly, combine that and make them think on their feet, on the fly, which you need to do in this world nowadays. You need to be able to think on your feet, think on the go. I can't do it very well. That's why I'm not going very far with my career right now. I'll put it that way. I could do a lot better anyway. But nonetheless, get them to think on their feet within the disciplines of ag and natural resources, if you will. All right. What are our objectives? Well, there's about five or six objectives on our Governor School program. I'm going to talk to you about the three that I think are most important. The other two, throw them out. These three are the most important in my mind. It's an opportunity for these students to extend, or I've got up there, expand their knowledge with respect to ag and natural resources. Expose them to different scientific concepts. Primarily just making them learn or expose them to the scientific method, which Dr. Gale does a good job of. Expose them to some facilities that are common within ag and natural resources, and then also to expose them to some other professionals, some other researchers, professors, if you will, in our field from other states and also other ag institutions, and to also not necessarily force upon these students, but stress to them that careers today, I'm not even going to say today, I'm going to say careers, period, today or 20 years ago, in ag and natural resources requires training and leadership. You've got to be a leader at whatever you do. I don't care if you're collecting trash on a daily basis. You've got to have leadership skills and be a leader if you're going to be worth anything. So teach them that careers in ag and natural resources require leadership. It requires communication. You've got to communicate. And you've got to have personable skills, okay? You've got to be able to communicate, and you've got to be able to communicate with people. And believe it or not, there's a lot of people out there that can't communicate with people. They're so smart, it's unreal. But they can't carry on a conversation to save their lives. And you've got to be able to do both. Interpersonal skills, I just mentioned that, problem solving. You've got to be able to think on your feet and solve problems very quickly. And then you've also got to be exposed to and have a knowledge of research methods and how to apply those research methods. And Dr. Gale does a great job with that, again, with her group study project. What are some demographics? We're talking about 10th and 11th grade high school students here that have the opportunity to participate in this program. We accept anywhere between 29 and 36 scholars. We've averaged about 32 scholars since I've been at Martin the past 3 years. Just a little bit further, in 2007, we had 17 males, 16 females. In 2009, the males were a lot more happy because there was only 8 of them and 26 females. All right? So that shows you a little bit about the various mix we have in terms of males and females. What do these students do? And I think I speak loud enough that I can walk away from that microphone. At least my students tell me that I do anyway, and my wife. What do they do when they get to Martin? They do a lot of things, but in terms of the meat and potatoes of the governor's school, they do two things. They take a class. Each student has to participate in one course, and they also participate in what's called a group study project, which I'll talk about in just a second. Historically, and I think we only offered 3 classes last year, but historically we've offered 4 classes to these students. And basically what they do is in their paperwork that they send in, they select the class that they want to take priority, and then they have a backup, and then we will place them in the courses based off of demand and availability in terms of seats. But the first class that we have that they can choose from is Issues in Alternative Agriculture. I'm fortunate enough to team teach that course with Dr. Gale. We focus on issues pertaining to alternative agriculture, sustainable agriculture, if you will. I talk about organic farming myself. Dr. Gale talks about a lot of subjects, composting being one of those. We talk about biofuels a little bit, but we try to focus on sustainable agriculture topics. There is an exotic and companion animal management course that students can take, and a lot of your students that are, or a lot of your high school students that think they may want to be a vet down the road will sign up for that class. There's a lot of demand for that class. NRM 100, which is an introductory level course to natural resource management, and then we've got Ag 120, which your engineer-minded students typically sign up for. That's involving the science and technology behind agriculture and natural resources. Okay, those are 3-hour credit courses. They obtain 3 hours worth of credit that they can further apply to their collegiate career. Also, they have to participate in a group study project. And a group study project is a small, specialized group that the students will be in, typically, 8 students in size. And they're taught by a faculty member, sometimes 2 or 3 faculty members. They work on a hands-on project. And this is important for students. It's important for adults because we tend to learn and remember things when we do it with our hands and get hands-on experience. I can sit there and teach all day long and run my voice dry, and students are going to have to go in one ear and out the other. But if they do it with their hands, they tend to retain that, okay? And that's important to us and for them. So it provides them firsthand experience. So what are the group study projects? Well, there's 4 group study projects that we offer, okay? And they're about roughly 8 students in each one of those. There's the Agriculture, Engineering, and Technology GSP that's headed up by Dr. Tim Burcham, Mr. Richard Shadden. I call him Dr. Shadden. He's a doctor to me. He knows more than I'll ever know. And then Dr. James Butler. What do? They talk about biodiesel production. They actually generate or make biodiesel. We have our own biofuels lab at UT Martin. It's small. It's made out of a hog barn, but it gets our job done. It serves our purposes in terms of research and extension and teaching. But they generate biodiesel from waste vegetable oil. They get to make it, see what goes on in that process. They get to view and understand the transesterification process. They get to make ethanol. They make ethanol from corn grain in this GST. They produce methane gas from animal waste. Okay? They also talk about the practicality and the science behind wind and solar energy. And then they'll also cover shop safety and wood and metal technology. They look at the tensile strengths of different woods. They test that. And then they also do some welding in terms of their metal technology component there. Okay? There's a geospatial technology GSP that focuses on an overview of global positioning systems and geographic information systems. They'll take that knowledge that they learn and they'll go out and collect data. They'll do some field mapping. They'll do some hands-on field experiences with that knowledge on some local parks and forests that are nearby in West Tennessee and southwestern Kentucky. There's the Natural Resource Management GSP, where they do a lot of different things. Historically, they've looked at biodiversity, wildlife and habitat management, environmental management, and then this past summer, they did a project that I thought was great and actually, I think, has lived up to the vision of a GSP more so than any GSP that I've been involved with. Dr. Gale and Dr. Brad Ray took them on what was termed the Real Foot Lake experience, where they essentially did some research on Real Foot Lake and its watersheds, especially with respect to water quality. They actually went out, took data, they evaluated the water quality of Real Foot Lake to determine whether this lake was actually dying or thriving. They were exposed to the scientific method, which I think is very important. Dr. Gale and Dr. Ray had been collecting data in terms of water quality samples. They had to interpret that data themselves, and then they had to present it, okay, which I think probably by far has been the best GSP experience that I've seen my 3 years I've been at Martin. Then they have the animal science GSP, which is, I'm going to say, no disrespect, but probably the most popular GSP, headed up by Dr. Jason Roberts, also Dr. Clay Bailey, Megan Cunningham Corbin, and Tara Woods are also involved there. They focus on veterinary science, animal nutrition, and commercial livestock management. They get hands-on experience on how to care for all of these different types of animals and also learn the nutritional and health needs of these particular types of animals that they deal with in animal and veterinary science. How are these students tested? Well, I know in Dr. Gale's class, we get them weekly readings, and they have to also do a writing assignment, so it's not weekly, daily reading and writing assignments. So they run through the mill in terms of work. Some classes may offer quizzes also, but all students in all classes will have a midterm examination and also a final examination that will compose probably 90% of their grade. They also have a lot of extracurricular activities that they are put through while they're at Martin over this 4-week period, if you will. They get exposed to personal finance management, so they can get some training on how to balance their checkbook, so to speak, especially when they get to the college level. They get lectures on ag policy by one of our ag business professors. They have a motivational speaker that comes in to speak with them, I believe, on a weekly basis and provides them some idea of leadership skills to help them develop leadership skills. They have a livestock judging classes, or they have livestock judging classes that they can participate in, and they also have equine classes that they can participate in if they so choose. The tours, that's one of the most important things I believe that Governor Sewell offers these students. I don't want to call them field trips. I get in trouble for saying the term field trip, so I'm going to call it a field learning experience, okay? Field learning experience. We take them to the Chicago Board of Trade every year, and another thing that I like, I hadn't been to one yet, but I hope to go this next summer, we try to take them to a Cubs or a White Sox game while we're there. We've taken them to organic farms, okay, so they can see how organic farms are structured, what production methods they use, and what's involved with those farms. U.S. Banks, we take them there. Ellington Ag Center, we take them there, which houses the Tennessee Department of Agriculture, animal feed yards, and they get their dose of turf grass management, LP Field, Pringles Park, golf courses, so on. We also expose them to technology in terms of a laptop. Their course material typically is provided electronically. They can take their notes electronically. Not much anymore because we've steered away from the laptops this past summer, but they also get involved in email correspondence too. To apply for admission, they have to be a 10th or 11th grader maintaining a 3.0 GPA. They need letters of recommendation from two high school teachers and their guidance counselor, and that gives you a little bit of an idea of the closing date in terms of application exception. And this is my last slide. I'm sorry to run long. This has been a great recruiting tool for the University of Tennessee at Martin. This is up from 2004 to 2008. Out of about 161 students there, we've been able to retain or bring back 80 of those students for their collegiate experience. So we've averaged about 50% of those students coming back for their collegiate experience. So it's been a great tool for us as professors to be involved with these students, and it's also been a great recruiting tool for our particular department there at Martin. I probably don't have time for questions and comments, but I really, again, appreciate your attendance. Thank you very much.
Thank you.